Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Kriyos Daf Tezayin. We're going to begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Amalei Rabbi Akiva. To quickly review what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us that Rabbi Akiva continuing to ask questions to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in that meat market. So the Mishnah actually had two versions of what he asked. The first version was, if somebody shechs five kabanis, chutz, we know we speak always about shchutei chutz, behelam achas, how many carbon chattas would he be obligated? And Yeshua said that if by mi'ila, yechayif each act of mi'ila, behelam achas, so too should be the halacha here. Then the Mishnah quoted a second version of that discussion. The second version wasn't regarding shchutei chutz, but the second version was regarding eating nicer, with Rabbi Yeshua giving the same response, that why don't we learn the halacha of nicer from the halacha of mila, to which Reb Akiva said that there's a fundamental difference between nicer and mila, because we find throughout Shas that mila has certain chumras that no other halacha has. One is the concept that we discussed, of normally the halacha is ein shliach l'dvar veira. If by me'ila that's different. And as we learned, and we'll actually continue discussing, there's always a shear when two acts of an aveira combine, which doesn't apply by nicer, which doesn't apply by me'ila. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said you can't learn the halacha of nicer from me'ila. So the Gemara that we ended yesterday's shear focused on the fact that we have the same discussion essentially twice in the Mishnah, what's the two versions about? And the Mara answered, because the first version, there's a fundamental difference between Shchutei Chutz and Mila. But Shchutei Chutz, I don't have any benefit from Shchutei Chutz, no pleasure. Mila, I get to eat or use the kachim. And therefore, the Mishnah wasn't satisfied with the first version. The second version, which tries to compare Noisa to Mila, is a better fit, because in both of those situations, Shekeinena, I have some benefit. And as the Gemara begins, Rabbi Akiva, however, as we just repeated, said to Rabbi Yeshua, there are fundamental differences between Mi'ila and Noiser. I'm Rabbi Akiva, im halach in the Kabbal, but I can refute what you said. So now ask the Gemara, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahatshuim Rabbi Akiva, aloi. Did Rabbi Yeshua agree to what Rabbi Akiva had to say or not? So the Gemara quotes Toshma, the Tanya, it says in a Braisa, Ochel hei chatiches noise mezevach echad behalam achas v'chamisha tumchuyin. If you ate five pieces of meat of noiser and they were all in one helam, in one act of helam, and there were five dishes, and all the Rishonim point out, it doesn't make a difference if there were five dishes or from five different animals, as long as it was only helam echos, ena mevi el chatas achas. You only bring one chatas. And let's say, which is going to be the issue discussed in the next parak, if you're not quite certain if you ate or didn't eat nicer, as Rishonim explained, you had 10 pieces of meat in front of you, 5 were nicer and 5 weren't, and you're not just quite sure which 5 did you eat. So whenever you have a suffix, you bring an Ashim Talui, V'aloy Oydishalem, Eina Mevi El O Ashim Talui Achas. Just like you only have to bring one karmi chatos in this helam achat situation, so too you only have to bring one ashim tolui because of a helam achas. However, continues the braisa, mechamisha tamchuyim bechamisha halomis, if there were 5 tamchuyim, or as I just said, 5 kabanis, but there were 5 halomis, that means you ate, realized what you did, ate, realized what you did, and so on, then maybe chatos kol achas for achas, you would have to bring a separate karmi chatos for each one of those eating, and for every one of those situations, if you had a suffix, if you ate nicer, maybe Oshem Toli, akol achas, v'achas. Now we have the other shita. So this man, the Omer, the Tanakama, which we'll soon see essentially represents the opinion of Rekiva, says that what is what counts? Haloma. One helam is one carbon, separate halomas bring separate karbonis. Now we have another Tana. Mehei zvachem behelam achas, chayv akolach zvachas. He doesn't look at haloma as being the factor to separate chiyuvim. He says, separate kabbonis is the factor. So if you ate it from five separate kabbonis, irrelevant if it was one halama or multiple halamas, you bring separate kabbonis for every animal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu hey ochel hey chatichs mehei zvachim behalam achas, any ma mevi elachatis achas. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is actually repeating what the Tanakhama says. And he says, I agree with the Tanakhama. That the Tanakhama says that it's the halamas that are the factor to decide how many kabbonis. That's what I agree with. And as he said, about sveikin, maybe in sveikin elam ashim toli, that ashim toli travels together with chatas. Because klola shaldavar, he summarizes, kol shechalukim b'chatas, halukim ashamas. That chatas and ashim toli travel together. So what we've learned in this Mishnah, in this Braisa, is really two opinions. The opinion of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is that we follow Halomis, and the opinion of the Tan in the middle of the Braisa is we follow the number of Kabonis. Now the Braisa goes back to the Tanakhama, but doesn't speak, as we began, about Noiser, switches over to Me'ila, and says as follows, that means you did Me'ila, because since the animal wasn't completely sacrificed, and it's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's an issue of Me'ila. So here the Brice is telling us a Gvald Gechidish, that even though when it comes to Noiser, the Tanakhama holds that what is the deciding factor? The deciding factor is halomis. When it comes to Me'ila, he agrees that we look at each carbon, or not even just one carbon, as we'll speak about soon, each dish separately. Meaning that Me'ila is different than Noiser. But, makes the Gemara a very interesting observation. Until now, the Braisa kept on speaking about carbon chatos and carbon ashim toli. And kept on telling us that the aloch of chatas and the aloch of ashim toli travel together. When the Braisa, the bottom line of our of Tezvav and Bey, spoke about Me'ila, we don't hear him talking about ashim toli at all. Vilal sveka mevi ashim toli lo katani. We don't speak about ashim toli. Why not? Maniha, who is the Tana that isn't mentioning ashim toli when we speak about Me'ila? So the Gemara references, and I'll just speak it out for a moment, a machloikis hatanoim that we're going to have on daf chof beizom and aleph. There's a machloikis tanoim on daf chof beizom and aleph if somebody is not sure if he did me'ila, does he bring an ashim toli? Rabbi Kiva's opinion is yes. Like by any sofik. If you have a sofik, if you did an aveira, you bring an ashim toli. The other Tana says no. That ashim toli travels together with a carbon chatas. What is the carbon for me'ila? Asham me'ilas. Ashim toli doesn't travel together. So says the Gemara, Mani, who is the Tan of this Braisa? Ilem Rabbi Kiva. If we're going to suggest it's Rabbi Kiva, so we just said that Rabbi Kiva's opinion on daf chabez on an aleph is that by me'ila you bring an ashim toli. So why does the Braisa not say that? Listening nami seifa, that in the seifa where the Braisa is speaking about me'ila, the Braisa should have said, v'asveikum, maybe ashim toli. That if you have a suffix, if you did me'ila, you bring an ashim toli. But not as we're going to learn, rekiva mechayiv asafik me'ila, ashim toli. By not saying that, by a suffix me'ila, you bring ashim toli, what we've seemingly must conclude is that this price isn't Rabbi Kiva. So who is it? So Gemara suggests that it's Rabbi Yeshua. Why Rabbi Yeshua? So Rishonim explained, because Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva were contemporaries. And we see Rabbi Yeshua, going back to our Mishnah, speaks about this issue. So it makes sense that if I have to find a Tana, it's going to be Rabbi Yeshua. I love Rabbi Yeshua. And what does it say in this Braisa? B'ktani, the hey halomis, the Braisa said, maybe hey chatos, v'shmamino, that's only that halomis separate, but not separate kabbonis. So now let's go back to the whole Shia. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shua said that just like Me'ila, every carbon, even though it was Behelim Echad, But if you had Me'ilah on separate Kabbonis, you have separate Kabbonis. So Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say, so too should be the halacha by Noiser. Rabbi Akiva said that you can't compare Noiser to Me'ilah. The Gemara began today's shiur by not being quite sure what is Rabbi Yeshua's reaction. And it seems that Rabbi Yeshua's reaction is that he agrees to Rabbi Akiva. And that's how this brisa could follow Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Vishma mina, kilomina, that he agreed to Rabbi Yeshua's, to Rabbi Akiva's argument. Says the Gemara, who says? Adarabba, let's learn the brisa that we just learned. We learned the Sefer. The Sefer said that there was another tan in this brisa that said, Mehei Zvachim, that if you're talking about five different kabbonis, by Noiser, Afilu Behelem Echas, even though it all took place by Helem Echas, Chayva Kolach Zvachas. So maybe that will be the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua is sticking to his opinion. And what Shmami no more kibluminei? And he says, just like the Me'ila, every carbon brings its own chiyuv, so too by Noiser, every carbon brings its own chiyuv, even if it was Behelem Echas. Shmami no, like kibluminei. Elo, Mayis Lameima, how will I explain this brisa? Says the Martanaihi. I'll have to say that the two opinions cited in this brisa, if by Noiser, as by Me'ila, we look at Kabbonis, or we look at separate Kabbonis, or we look at separate Halomis, actually represents a Machloikis Tanoim, what is Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? Dikatana, the Tanakama of this brisa will say that Rabbi Yeshua Kibla, agree with Rabbi Akiva, and therefore said by Noiser, the only factor to consider is Haloma, not separate Kabbonis. Vikadatana, and the second Tana says, like Kibla, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that just like Me'ila, every carbon brings its own chiyuv, so too by Noiser. Says the Gemara, no. I could say, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that, like he's always held, like he said in the Mishnah, we learn Noiser from Me'ila, and Halomus is not the factor. The factor is separate Kabbonis. We have a problem. Who's the Tanakama of the Mishnah? I feel time Rabbi Akiva he. We will say that the Tanakama of this Brice is Rabbi Akiva. The high Tana Sava Kalabasei Bechada agrees with Rabbi Akiva in one halacha, or Palakalei Bechada disagrees with him in another halacha. And the Gemara explains itself. Sava Kalabasei Behaloma, when it comes to what is the Mechayiv by Noiser, it's Halomus. So if there's one Halom, you only Chayiv one carbon. If there's separate Halomus, you Chayiv separate Kabbonis. However, Apologlei be Me'ilas. Whereas, Rabbi Akiva holds that by Me'ilah he could also bring an Ashim Tali. That halacha this Tana doesn't agree. And he holds that Me'ilah does not Ashim Tali. So, the Gemara hasn't been able to say if Rabbi Yeshua agreed to Rabbi Akiva or didn't. But one thing that we did learn in this year, and we've learned it in previous year, is that if you have one carbon that was separated into five tamchuis, then you chayif by Me'ila, five asham Me'ilas. But we've never really clearly defined what is five tamchuis, what is separate tamchuis. And the Gemara now wants to try to understand. Heichidami hei Me'ilas, or a different case, heichidami hei tamchuim, what are the five tamchuim? And we have here a big machlokes. Amishmu, so Shmuel says, ki oishish sheninu. As we learned in a Mishnah, Masechta Me'ilah, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'Oila Mitztarfin. There are five different parts that are brought along with a carbon oila that are all subject, and here we have a machloikus. What is it subject to? Rashi says it's subject to the halacha of Shchutei Chutz. Taisu says the issue here is Noiser and Pigel. What is the five different parts? The Basar, the meat alone. And the Rishonim explains, so we must be speaking about a carbon oila. Because by all other kabbonis, we're learning with Rashi, that we're speaking about shchutei chutz, you're only chayiv for doing an avoid b'chutz on something that you were supposed to do b'fnim. But by all other kabbonis, you don't bring the meat on the mizbeach. So must be speaking about a carbon oila, which should have been brought on the mizbeach, and you did it outside. V'chelev, which is by all kabbonis, the emerim. Hayayin, from the nesachim. Vasoil Sveshema from the Karban Mincha. So I saw a very interesting issue discussed by the Sfasemis and the Avni Nezer. This braisa clearly indicates that for the different averus that I just mentioned, shutichut, snais apigel, all these five different parts of the carbon could combine. What will be the halacha if I have a half a kazayas of every one of these items? Half a kazayas of basa, half a kazayas of yayin. So they combine, we just learned. But let's say we have four half kazayasim of four different items. So in total we have two kazayasim. So how many kabanas will you have to bring? Two or not? Because you only have more than one half kazayas of any one item. Says the Avni Nezer, if you don't have more than a half kazayas of any one item, you'll only bring one carbon for shkut echotz. Chizki Yamar, what does five techui mean? Kigon sh'och mehei avarim. You ate from five different limbs of the animal. And the explanation that the Rishonim give is, because every piece of meat of an animal has a different taste. Resh Lakish Amar, afil tem be'evet echad. You can have it even in one limb, b'shkach l'b'kosef. If you look at the shoulder, so as the Mefarshim explained, there are five different cuts in the shoulder. There's the bottom of the leg, there's the bottom of the foot, then there's the area up to the knee, then there's the area above the knee, that's already three, then you have the area of the thigh, and then you have the actual shoulder. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Kegon She'och Behei Mina Kedeira. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha explains that you have the same piece of meat, this way Rashi explains, but you spiced it differently. You use five different types of spices for these five different pieces of meat. For this one piece of meat, you cut it up and spiced each one differently. That's already enough to be chayiv a separate shami'ilis. Rav Yochanan Amar Kegon She'och Behei Tamim. You have the same piece of meat, but you prepared it five different ways. Again, this is Rashi's pshat. You broiled it, you fried it, you cooked it, you roasted it, and they are all considered separate. Taisvis explains just the opposite. Hei mina kedeira means that you prepared it five different ways, cooking, roasting, broiling, and matamim means five different spices. So Aruch Lener has a beautiful perspective to this Gemara. The Aruch Lener says, every mandomer that we learned in this Gemara is machmer more than the previous mandomer. Shmuel says, five tamchoyim have to be five different foods. Meat and flour and oil, five different foods. The next one says, it could all be meat. Just different cut, different organs, different limbs. The next one says it's all coming from the shoulder. The next one says it's the exact same piece of meat, just spiced differently. And the next one is even more machmer, it's the same piece of meat, not even spiced differently, just prepared differently. A word of introduction to the Mishnah. We know that on Shabbos there are lamatas malachas. There are 39 malachas on Shabbos. What are the 39 malachas? The 39 avos. Those were the 39 acts that Chazal identified were done in the building of the Mishkan. But we know that there are avos, and we know that there are toldos. And I always emphasize, halachically, there's really not much of a difference between a told and an av. Actually, in our Gemara, we may even come up with a way of understanding that there are chumris by a told of an av. The only difference, a told is osa midaraisa, just like an av is osa midaraisa. Chiv misa, if somebody did a told b'mezit. The only difference between an av and a told is, like I just said, a told is something that was done in the is what was done in the Mishkan, Chazal say, and a told is only what's similar to those acts. Furthermore, when one has Mechal Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan, there's two ways, B'shoigig, there's two ways of attributing his Shoigig. One is that he doesn't realize the Shabbos, and one is that he doesn't know what he's doing is awesome. And those will be very important issues in our coming Shiur. Begins the Gemara, Amar Bekiva, Sho'alti Yisr Belezer. I asked Belezer the following question. And as we'll see, the question that Bekiva, as the Mishnah quotes the question, is a very difficult question to understand what he's even saying. So I'm just going to read the words, and the Gemara immediately will focus what exactly is the question. Ba'isa Malachas Harbim B'Shapshas Harbim E'im Malacha Achas. Behelam Achas. So we have here many different factors. We have in many Shabbosas as a factor, and we also have many Toldos as a factor. And Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lezer, Chayiv Achas HaKulon, will you be Chayiv just one Karmachatas, or Chayiv HaKolachas V'Achas, or will you be Chayiv a separate Karmachatas? Amar Loi, To which Rabbi Elazar responded, Chayv akol achas v'achas, you'll certainly be chayv for each one separately. And as the Rishonim point out, that Rabbi Elazar holds the chayv akol achas v'achas, that is his opinion, is no great chiddush. Because as we've been learning in our parak, Rabbi Elazar is the very big machmer, that any situation that you do separate averis, even behel machas, he always says you chayv separate. That Rabbi Elazar is trying to explain why even Rabbi Kiva ought to agree with him. And he makes the following kavachoymer. Umat nida, shem bei tatzos harbe. There are not many ways that you could do the aveira of a nida. There's actually only one way of doing that aveira. And there aren't many hatos harbe. There's only one aveira for being boil a nida. Yet, chayv akolach tfachas. It is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that if somebody had relations with his wife when she was a nida, repeatedly, behele mechas, he's chayv akolachas v'achas, Shabbos, sheyesh betotzos harbe, there's so many different ways that somebody can be mechal Shabbos, or mises harbe, and there's so many different mises on Shabbos, enedan shechayv akolachas v'achas, certainly Shabbos should be more chomer than nida. Amarti loy, so Rabbi Kiva says, I said to Rabbi Elazar, im amarti benida sheyesh betotzos hazaras. If we look at a nida, Nida has a certain stringency. What is it? Shuhum mozer al nida, v'nida mozeres alav. She and he are both over the aveira. There are two parties that are over the aveira. Time b'Shabbos, Shem v'Elazar achas, there's only one party that's over the aveira. Omali, so Elazar defended himself, or attempted to defend himself. Habal k'tanas yichir. Why is the halach if somebody has relationship with a woman when she's a k'tana, when she's a nida? Shem b'alos harachas. Only he's chayiv, and not he. And yet, chayiv akolachas v'achas. Omar tiloi, says Rabbi Kiva, I responded to Rabbi Elazar, im amar t'b'ktanas, shab b'shem b'achshav, even though she right now is a ktana, and therefore is not oivad aveira, yesh ben l'achas man, ultimately, should be a g'doyla, and have this isser. Tayr b'shabbos, whereas by Shabbos, shem b'achshav, neither now, for l'alachas man, will there ever be more than one party. So I saw the Mefarshim say a beautiful explanation in this debate, this last debate that we had between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar, is the fact that by a nida ketana, there's only one party, a raya or not a raya. There's a very fundamental question that the Achroinim discuss, and that is if a child who's not yet bar mitzvah, not yet bas mitzvah, does an aveira, is it considered an aveira or not? And perhaps that's the machloikus of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, a child, there's no problem of nida. And by child, there's no aveira. Says Rabbi Elazar, since the child will ultimately be a bar einshim, since the child will ultimately, when they become gedolim, when they become adults, be responsible, even where they're ketanim, they're ready chayiv, they're ready not allowed to do an aveira. And that's actually the opinion of the Ramah and the Trumas Hadashim. Amali, so Rabbi Elazar still tries to respond to Rekiva's question. If somebody has multiple relations with a behemah, that the halacha is yechayiv for each bia, even though it was behelim achas, Amartiloi says Rabbi Kiva, I said a behema kishabas. So there's two pshatim in the Rishonim, what Rabbi Kiva meant were a behema kishabas. One pshat in the Rishonim is that Rabbi Kiva's indeed conceding. Even though Nida wasn't a good raya, said Rabbi Kiva, because by Nida there are two parties, and by Shabbos there's only one party, but behema there's also always only one party, and therefore your raya is a good raya. The problem with this approach, as the sheet already says, is that he should have said Shabbos k'behema, not behema k'shabbos. And therefore, the way most Rishonim learn, Rabbi Kiva was saying to Rabbi Elazar, you're trying to bring a raya from behema to Shabbos. I'm not sure what the halach by behema is. Ha behema k'shabbos. Just like I have a question by Shabbos, I have a question by behema. And therefore, your proof is not compelling. One more point that the Achroinim made. I said at the beginning of the shir, we learned it in the Mishnah in yesterday's shir, that in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said, you can't bring a raya from shchutei chutz, from the ilah to shchutei chutz. Why? Because the Gemara said, the first piece of Gemara after the Mishnah, By Me'ila Shekeinena, you have benefit. By Shkut Echutz, you have no benefit. However, they say, Shabbos and Nida can be compared. Because by Nida, a person has benefit. And by Shabbos, the person obviously has benefit from whatever Malacha he does. So therefore, that argument that was made on the Mishnah yesterday wouldn't be a cogent argument in this Mishnah. So the Gemara immediately begins not trying to understand what is the question of our Mishnah. My Kabbalah Minei, what exactly is his question in our Mishnah? Is Shabbos Kaguf and Dami, Eloi Boy Minei? If his question was that somebody every Shabbos forgets that it's Shabbos, and he wanted to know, is he going to be chayv a separate karmachatas for every Shabbos? Niboy, so the question should have been posed, Ha'is Malacha Achas B'Shabbos Harbe, is he chayv? Ella, the question was, V'lodim Malachas Ika Avastamion V'loy by Minei. We learned in yesterday's shir that if somebody Behelim Achas does Kaitzer V'Kaitzer, he's only chayv one karmachatas. And now perhaps the question is the same by Toldus. If somebody did two Toldus of the same Av, Behelim Achas, is he going to be chayv two karmachatas or not? If that was his question, Nidboy Minei, he ought to have asked, if you did many toldos of one av, how many carbon chattas will you be chayif? This wording of the Mishnah is just very confusing. So Amar Rav, Tarta Baminei. He actually asked two questions. He asked, Shabbosais kegufin damyan, v'loy Baminei. One question is, as every Shabbos considered a separate Shabbos and a separate key of carbon chattas, and Vlad Malachas Kamalachas Damyan Eloi. Though he actually asked two questions. And as the Rishonim point out, if he asked two questions, only the question about Shabbosim being considered separate could be answered from Nida. The question about Toldus and Ovis can't be answered from Nida, because Nida doesn't have Toldus and Ovis. So even Rabbi Elazar could have never used that as a raya. Even though there is an interesting Rabbeinu Gershom that does say you could have even brought a raya from Nida to that question, it's an interesting pshat. So now that we've identified that there are two different issues discussed in our Mishnah, the Gemara drills down further. Shabbos is heichem ibayle. Exactly what is the question of Shabbos? Shigigas Shabbos v'zod melachos. If somebody every week forgets that it's Shabbos, he knows all the Hilchos Shabbos. He knows all the Hilchos Shabbos. He just doesn't know what day of the week is Shabbos. Pshitalei, and that to him is obvious. The Yom Mishav in a time having Yediyah, that the weekday, the week in between, is considered a Yediyah. And here we have a Machlok for showing him why. Rashi has a very interesting pshat. Rashi says it's inconceivable that a whole week should pass. It's inconceivable that a whole week should pass and you shouldn't realize that there was a Shabbos. And that's why the Shabbosos are separated. Tosfos isn't so satisfied with Rashi. Tosfos says you have people that can live their whole life with a wrong calendar. And therefore Tosfos says it's exeris, a kasev, that every Shabbos is viewed separately. Pshitalei the Yom Shem in the time, have Yodin L'chalik. So that's why if this person is a person that every week forgets the Shabbos, it will be chai for every Shabbos separately. What was his question? Says Rava. His question was, Zodin Shabbos, the Shigas Malachas with the Boy Minei. We have a situation that the person knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know that this is Malacha. Let's speak about a simple case. This person doesn't know you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And his question is, and therefore since he doesn't know you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, every Shabbos he carries. And his question is, Iki Gufin Dami Eli, do we treat each Shabbos or not? Aydilma, that's one way of understanding what Rekiva was asking. Aydilma, Zodin Shabbos v'shigigas malachas, in a case where the person doesn't realize that this is a malacha, again, he doesn't realize you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, and therefore every Shabbos he carries, says Rav Pshitlai the Kegufin Damyan. V'shigigas Shabbos v'zodin malachas, the question that he had is, where the person has his calendar mixed up, and therefore every Shabbos he's Mechal Shabbos, because he just doesn't realize it's Shabbos, who the Baimenei, and his question is, Yom Shabbat time may have a deal l'chalak alai. So I saw a beautiful explanation. So what we're saying here now is that there's a question, if somebody just has his calendar mixed up, is it a situation of that the weekday, the week in between is mechalik and it'll be chayiv, a separate chayatis for every Shabbos or not. So I saw a beautiful explanation in understanding this question. There's a fundamental machloikis Bavli in Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that if somebody goes, he's in a desert, and he doesn't realize that it's Shabbos, he lost track of his calendar, what should he do? So Bavli says he should count every day to the seventh day, and the seventh day he should make Kiddush and Havdalah, but he has to live, he has to work. So every day he's only allowed to do as much as he can do. The Yerushalmi says, no, he can work every day besides that seventh day. So what's the Machlokes of the Bavli and Yerushalmi all about? So there's a very interesting approach to explaining that Machlokes. Shabbos is only one of the 7 days a week. So you have a roiv against Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi's opinion is very understandable. It's a statistical decision. Statistically, there's a 6-to-1 chance that every day you're working is not Shabbos. What's the Bavli? We know that when we speak about Roiv, there's a concept of Kavua. That's why the halacha is that if I find a piece of meat in the street, I look at what are the most of the butcher shops in that town called the Parish, Miruba Parish. But if I walked into a butcher shop, then we say Kol Kavu Kamechza Mechzadami. The Bavli holds that Shabbos is a Kavua. Since Shabbos is a Kavua, so therefore, you can't say that you follow Roif. Say the Mefarshim, that's the question over here. If we say that Shabbos is a Kavua, so it's Kavua, there's nothing, it comes, there's nothing to separate it. If it's a Roif, then every week is a separate Shabbos. Actually, this question about what is considered a Kavua or not is an interesting question in two areas of Halacha. The Ein Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, discusses such a situation. He says that, let's say you have a person, the Gemara discusses such an individual often in Masechet Gittin, who is sane and not always sane. So when he's Baruch Hashem healthy, he could give a get to his wife. When he's not healthy, he's unable to give a get to his wife. What would be the Halacha? What would be the Halacha where we don't know what his status was when he gave the get? But most of the time, he's Baruch Hashem healthy. Will the get be good? So we go after Roiv, or do we say he's a Kavua? So the Ein Yitzchak says that even if we hold by Shabbos, that Shabbos is a Kavua, because maybe I don't know when Shabbos is, but the rest of the world knows when Shabbos is. But here, since nobody can know what his status was when he gave the get, there we follow Roiv. Similar Shaila, Rav Shlomo Zalman uses this concept for a very popular question. The question is regarding opening up a refrigerator on Shabbos. Where sometimes when you open up the refrigerator, the motor goes on, but usually it doesn't. Can we follow a roiv? And he says that since it's not a situation where anybody knows if what did or will happen, there certainly you could follow a roiv. Amar Rava. So Rav is trying to explain what exactly was Rabbi Kiva's question. Says the Gemara Mestabra, I believe that Shigigas Shabbos, the Zod Melachis, where the person just lost track of his calendar, he is well knowledgeable about all the Hilchos Shabbos, he just lost track of his calendar, Pshitli the B'yadim Shabbat in time having a day L'chalik. Certainly the week in between separates every Shabbos, and you'll be chayiv a separate karmi chattis for every Shabbos. The Zodin Shabbos, the Shigras Melochas, Hudaka Baimenei, where the person knows that today is Shabbos, but like I kept on explaining, he just doesn't know this is a Melocha. And the question is, and therefore every question, every Shabbos, using our example, he carries. And his question was, Kegufa Damin Eloi, does that separate every Shabbos, that for every Shabbos that he carried, does he have to bring a separate karmi chattis? Partially, and Rabbi Lezer attempted to say that Zodin Shabbos v'shigas malachas. If the person knows the Shabbos, just he doesn't know it's a malacha, and therefore every Shabbos he violates the same malacha, kiguf and damyan, is still considered, Rabbi Lezer holds, like separate and have to bring a separate karmi chatos for every Shabbos. V'loi kibbamanei, but Rabbi Kiva did not agree to that decision, as we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva arguing with Rabbi Lezer. And then, the other question that was posed, that what is the halacha if somebody did more than a number of toldos of one malacha on Shabbos behelam echot, is he chayv separate carbon chattis, or one carbon chattis, or pashutle? And Rabbi Lezer again said to that, that vladim malachas k'malachas damim, that if you did multiple toldos behelam echot, you chayv every toldo, and that too, like Kevin Menei, Rabbi Kiva didn't agree. That's the way Rav explains the question and answers of our Mishnah. And Amar Rava, says Rav Menah Aminalai, from where do I take this approach? The Tanan. The Mishnah says, in Masechta Shabbos, Klal Gadol on Shabbos, there was a very important rule said regarding Hilchos Shabbos, Kol HaShecheich Ichos Shabbos. If somebody just doesn't realize it's Shabbos. Vos Melachos Habe B'Shabbos Habe, Ein Achayev Alachas. Because he forgot, it all emanates from one mistake. He forgot there's this parish of Shabbos in the Torah. However, Hayudei Ikos Shabbos. Vos Melachos Habe B'Shabbos Habe, Chayev HaKol Shabbos B'Shabbos. Hayudei Yishu Shabbos. Furthermore, Vos Melachos Habe B'Shabbos Habe, Chayev HaKol Av Melacha Melacha. Vilu, HaKol Ma'a Melacha Shal Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, Loik Tani. If somebody says, Rava, understanding of that Mishnah, doesn't know that he carry, is also, and every Shabbos of his life, or every Shabbos for a long period, he carries, he's only going to be Chayev once. Not for every Shabbos that he carried. Now ask the Gemara, Mani, who's the Tan of that Mishnah? Eli Mirvelezer, if you're going to want to suggest it follows the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, aim a sefer. Let's continue learning that Mishnah. If you did, many told us, it says you only chayiv one karmachatis. But we know Rabbi Lezer's opinion is, as we just quoted him, that for every tolda, even though they're all told us of the same av, you chayiv separately. El pshita. Who must we say is the Tana of that Mishnah? Rabbi Kivahi. V'shma minon, while we're learning that he holds Shigas Shabbos V'zod Melachas. That when the person every week doesn't realize it's Shabbos, V'zod Melachas, but he knows that these are Melachas, Pshitalei, the Yom Shemadei Ben Atam having Yedei L'chalik, the week in between, as I explained earlier, does separate the Shabbos, Zodin Shabbos V'shigas Melachas. But when he realizes the Shabbos, but he just doesn't know that this is Asur, who the boy? That was a Rabbi Kiva's question, Ika Gufa Damyan, are they considered separate or not? Or partially, and he attempted to say, Rabbi Lezer attempted to say, the Kigufa Damyan, that each Shabbos that you carry, you chayiv separately for, and he also tried to say, that Veloda Malachas Kamalachas Damyan, that each, that if you did multiple toldos of one Av, you chayiv all of those toldos individually, and that Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, teaches us, given that that Mishnah has represented Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that Lo'kil Menei. So just to review, before we go into Abaye's opinion, there are three situations that we've discussed in this sugya. One is where the person doesn't gets confused every week that about what day of the week is Shabbos, but he knows all the Hilchos Shabbos. So Rava agrees that Rabbi Kiva will agree, Yochai for every Shabbos, a separate Karmel Chatas. If the person knows that it's Shabbos, but he just doesn't know that this malach is Asur, and therefore every week he carries, because every week he doesn't know that carrying is Asur, he'll only be chayiv once, Rabbi Lezer disagrees. And similarly, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva disagree, when you did numerous toldos of one av, Rabbi Kiva says you only chayiv one, and Rabbi Lezer holds you chayiv every toldos separately. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rava, La'olam ein malach zodin Shabbos, And as we will see, there is no halacha lemaisa difference between Rabbi Kiva, between Rav and Rabbi Abaye. The difference between Abaye and Rav is just how to explain the Mishnah. In the end result of what the halacha is, they agree. So again, in a situation that I just described, he knows the Shabbos, just he doesn't know you're not allowed to carry. Zodin Shabbos v'shigigas melachas, pshit leiler b'kiva de Shabbosis lavka guf and damin. That the separate Shabbosis are not considered separate, You just don't know you're not allowed to carry. And therefore you only chayiv once for all the times you carry. The Shigiga Shabbos, the Zod Melachas, the question that he asked was, where every week he just forgets that it's Shabbos, he doesn't recognize that today is Shabbos. The Shigiga Shabbos, the Zod Melachas, who the boy minay. If Yom Shemenatayim, if the week that passes between these Shabbosos, me having a day lechalakoloi, or Poshetlei, and Rabbi Lezer tried to say the Yom Shemenatayim lechalik, that the weeks and days in between do separate, the Kavamanei, and Rabbi Kiva agrees, and Poshetlei, and Rabbi Lezer also tried to say to Rabbi Kiva, that V'vod Malachas K'malachas Tamim, that if somebody that told us of others, individually, Yechayif every Talda, V'loi Kavamanei. So here too we have the same result. When the person every week forgets that it's Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer agree that you're chayif every Shabbos. When the person never realized that this is a malacha and every week he violates that malacha, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva agree that you're not, and again, in the case where the person forgets, every week gets mixed up that it's Shabbos, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva agree that you're chayif every Shabbos. Where the person every week doesn't know that carrying is also, they both agree that you're not chayiv. And when you did numerous toldos of one av, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer disagree. Rabbi Kiva holds that you're not chayiv for every toldos separately, and Rabbi Lezer holds that you are chayiv for every toldos separately.